would like to speak to the Lord for the blessing. In the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to thy presence. We give thanks for this blessed time, for this conference season. Our Father, we are now waiting for the blessing from above. We are about to open the thy word. May the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and speak to us and enlighten us. Our Father, we would like to receive the blessing from the Lord. We pray this in the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We would like to open up the Hebrew chapter 11. Hebrew, the chapter 11, verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. May the Lord bless this precious word. It is all his blessing. We just read a very short verse, but in here we have a very important instruction. We can find out. By faith, when Moses was born, we are talking, the Bible talking about the time of the Moses' birth. And Moses, he was a great man. And the Moses' parents, what kind of character of his faith, their faith they exercised. I would like to just briefly survey those things. First, faith, by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, we cannot please the Lord. And Peter said, faith is far more precious than gold. And Apostle John said, we can overcome the world by faith. Who is a Moses? Moses is a great man and man of God, and he is an emancipator, and he was a lawgiver. If we just read the scripture concerning about the Moses, we can find out the many comparisons, many antitheses. He was a son of slave, but he was a son of king. And he was born in huts, but he grew up in a palace. And he was inherited a poverty, but he enjoyed enormous wealth. And he was a leader of the army, but he was a shepherd for the sheep. And he was a mighty warrior, but he was the meekest man on the earth. And he was a fugitive from Pharaoh, but he was an ambassador from heaven. And he had a wisdom of the world. He had a wisdom of Egypt, but he was a man of a faith of a child. He was educated in the palace, but he was trained in the wilderness by the Lord. And he was fitted in the city, but he was wandered in the desert. No man attended his funeral, but God himself buried him. What was the time that Moses was born? It was the darkest history in the nation of Israel. And the baby boy has to be thrown in the crocodile-infested river. You know, we are living in this world, much the same thing happened. Satan, doesn't want anybody to be saved. But we know our Lord wish that everybody be saved. That's why the Satan is trying to kidnap the souls and arrest the souls, infuse the many wrong teachings, doctrines, ideas, philosophies. You know, in this world is filled with atheism, skepticism, Satanism, occultism, spiritism, materialism, Darwinism, homosexualism, reincarnationalism. There are so many wrong ideas is being infused in the man's heart, especially our children, our next generation. And this generation is really infiltrated with this kind of idea. Men are deceived, and our children is deceived, and they are drifted in the Nile of this kind of a wrong idea. How is the parents, Moses' parents? I would like to point out that Moses' parents was different from other people. When we exercise our faith, we always are different from other people. Hebrew parents, when the Pharaoh declared his edict that every parents, when they bear a male child, they has to be thrown into the Nile River. I believe parents, Hebrew parents, when they realize that wife is conceived, and what happened? They just pray, they just wish that, Lord, our child be a daughter. That is the only way that they can escape out of the tragedy. But they, when they bore a male boy, and they love their child, but because they fear the king's commandment, they went to the Nile River and they threw it. Even though they love, they had to throw in the river. But Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23 said, Moses' parents were different because they are not fear of king's commandment. Why? We have two options. If we fear the man, we have to follow the man's commandment, king's commandment. But if we fear the Lord, we do not follow the man's commandment. Two things cannot exist, coexist. And majority of the people, all the people, all the parents, they throw their child in the Nile River. But the Jochebed and Amram rejected king's commandment. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23 is a sad story. And apparently it looks like an ethnic cleansing, politically minded. Something happened in the nation of Egypt. But in the behind the scene, there is a Satan's activity. He wants to sever down the messianic lineage. That was the real thing happened. You know, when we read the Exodus chapter 1 and chapter 2, we can find out the three powers. Number one is the power of Satan. That is Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 2 starts with the power of faith. And there is another power of God. Let's think about the power of Satan. When Joseph became a prime minister and he became a savior of the world, in the famine, he provided wonderfully the corns which is needed to every person. So he was loved. And when his family came into the Egypt, the Egyptian really loved them and gave them a lot of favor. But when another king, he didn't know the Joseph, and he was a foreigner, he staged a coup and grabbed the powers, and such person always fear the another coup. And he really fear about any person, especially foreigner in this land of Egypt. They grow up, multiplied. He was really fear about because of their power. So Hebrew is multiplied. And this king is really trampled down those people. So he just imposed three things. Number one, he just put the labor, hard labor, but God really intervened. Logically speaking, the king just intervened, hard labor. The Hebrew people, just the population has to be dwindled down, but it's opposite. That is the power of God. We cannot explain with a reason the power of God many times. Sometimes we pray and impossible things really happen. It is illogical, but it is really happen. Because of that, we pray. We know the God's power. And this Pharaoh imposed, the first one was failed. He imposed the second one. He employed the midwives. Midwives fear the Lord. And the second plan was also failed. So he employed the third one. That was an edict. And he just command all the people, and if they had a male child, they should thrown into the Nile. I believe the Pharaoh had every confidence that this time he using a military man and search out every houses, and that he believed that this plan will really be successful. But when he opened up the Exodus chapter 2, the God introduced one couple. There are many couple married, but one couple is introduced. Bible just telling us that certain man, certain woman is just written in the Bible. Why? Because there are some reason. They are Levites. This couple married, they produce a child, and daughter, first one is Miriam, and second one was Aaron. And the third one is now conceived, but this time was a terrible time. What happened? Amram and Jochebed, they were married as a godly man and woman. And they are godly because their priority number one was God. And they saw the baby when the baby was born, and they saw he is a proper child. What does it mean, the proper child? Physically speaking, every parents look their child is beautiful. It's beautiful. Mother's heart, father's heart, every child is beautiful. But Moses, when he was born, Amram and Jochebed saw them, not just the physical eye, but through the eye of God. I don't know whether God really tell them directly that your child is going to be deliverer of this nation. I don't know, because there is no such mention in the Bible. But as far as I know, Moses' parents knew that God's covenant. Probably many other people knew the God's covenant. God gave Abraham, Genesis chapter 13, 15 said, "For all the land which seest, to there will I give it, and to thy seed forever." And Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 14 said, "When he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with a great substance. God already gave a covenant to Abraham, and your descendant will go into foreign country and became a slave and served the foreigners 400 years. And then this nation will come out of the land and go into the promised land. This is very clear. Perhaps many other Hebrew knew that, but they didn't apply this covenant to their case. But Amram and Jochebed had the courage to apply this covenant to their child. You know, we have John chapter 3, 16. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is God's promise. Do our parents really apply this promise to our children with the faith? That is important. And Moses' parents accept that covenant, and the king's command was a terrible. But in this time, so many people just fear if they do not, their baby throw in the river and they will kill it. That's why they feared. But Moses' parents knew that this covenant is mine. This covenant is ours. So our boy has to be survived. We need a rescue operation. This is important operation, rescue operation for the child. What was a rescue operation? I don't believe that this rescue operation was not a plan for impromptu. This is a well planned. And for during the pregnant period, and they prayed for a long, long time. Lord, protect our child, because we sense that time is now approaching and 400 years is now imminent. And then we have to go out of this land. We need a deliverer. Lord, please save my child. Not only salvation, but also this one will be a deliverer of our nation. I believe that Moses' parents had two things for prayer. One is save this boy. And not only save this boy should be a deliverer of this nation. They had a great aim, great heart to pray unto the Lord. Lord, give us this blessing. That was accomplished because of their faith. What was a characteristic of their faith of the Moses parents? Their character of the faith was not fear of the king's commandments. For during the pregnant time and the day planned, and after child was born and hide in their home, it is very dangerous. Army just search out, patrolled all the time. This is my guess. Moses' parents digging out some basement, and the most vulnerable things with the child is cry out. If the cry is just out, going out, probably this boy will be spotted. So whenever the boy is crying, they carry, go down into the basement to muffle down the sound to protect the child. This is my only guess. But every means, every avenue, they try to find out to save this boy. And they did. Lord was gracious, protect the parents and the child for 3 months. But after 3 months, what happened? This condition is getting worse. Baby is growing up, and they had, according to the history, Exodus chapter 2, we can find out that Moses' parents had a plan. They studied, and meticulous plan was theirs. Every Egyptian royal family and nobles and wealthy people had their own bath. They loved the bathing. But they find out this great information that the Pharaoh's daughter, probably they have bath in the palace, but she loved the bath in the Nile River. And this information the parents got, and they planned accordingly and made up the ark with a bulrush and dug with a pitch inside and out, make it a waterproof, and put the babe inside and let Miriam, this time they're not parents. Miriam was helping the parents and put the ark on the Nile River and let this box is navigate. But not just navigate and drift away with the river. Miriam was watching it carefully. The navigation of the ark has to be controlled. You know, when we are walking with the Lord, God has a divine sovereignty and his power, but we have to walk with the Lord with the faith and with the using of all kind of wisdom to do the will of the Lord. So Moses' parents did. Miriam was watching. And this box is drifting away. But it has to go with the place of the queen is going to bed. Queen just found out and opened up the box and find out there was a baby boy. I believe the queen knew that he is a Hebrew boy. But from that time, Miriam cannot control anything. Miriam and Moses' parents pray and pray and pray. But beyond that, that is God's realm. God is going to do something. And when the queen opened the box and saw the baby, you know what happened? We just read that the baby boy, very that time, he's crying with tears. And God used queen, not just a queen, heart of the woman, instinct of the woman. And she saw it. She had some kind of strong compassion. And she wanted to adopt the baby to save. Very that time, Miriam just run. And I have a nursing mother. I have a mother who has a plenty of the milks. Why don't you hire my mother to keep this baby? You know, here we have a God's reward. Number one is absolute security of the baby. You know, now Jochebed became a nursing mother and take the baby boy, go home. And this home is surrounded by the queen order, the military people just surrounded. And nobody should touch this baby boy, their house. Their house is protected. Not only that, on the top of that, God gave a payment, received the money from the royal family, and taking care of this boy. You know, when we exercise our faith, God is always honored and paid. So Jochebed has every freedom to take care of this baby and receive the money that she needed. But rescue operation is not just ended here. I believe the rescue operation is this time, this is the beginning of the rescue operation. It's so important. Now, the Jochebed just received the baby boy and feeding with the milk and taking care of all physical growth. But more importantly, she knew the covenant and she had a great ambition and aspiration As a father and mother, they want their child to become, now he's safe. Now he's safe. But now, Jochebed wants this boy should be a deliverer of the nation. I sometimes wonder and admire the parents, Jacob, whose son was a Joseph, man of God in Egypt. And I admire the parents, the Daniel's parents. Those two men, Daniel was a man of God in Babylon, and Joseph was a man of God in Egypt. These two men eventually became a great man. One is prime minister of Egypt. Another one is he also eventually became a prime minister. And they are great men. But commonality is this. These two boys was translocated from their hometown to the foreign country during the teenage. One is 17. Another one is probably, I don't know exactly, but mid-teens. You know, teenage is called the tumultuous age. And this is a time that the hormonal control, and this is a people just say that. We cannot control the puberty, adolescent period. But, you know, when we read the Bible carefully, how about the Joseph? Joseph was not influenced by the peer pressure. And Daniel was neither. And they had a leadership. They had a faithfulness. They always sense of the presence of the Lord. And in a foreign country, Daniel exercises faith. And he exercises his influence. And he has three friends. That three friends, their faith is really equal with Daniel's faith. They had a fellowship. Sometimes they have a difficult time. They just get together and pray, and they answer the prayer. God really answered the prayers. You know, Joseph, in Potiphar's house, how he lived. Normally, the slaves at that time was kidnapped and unrighteously just came into another person's house, and they're depressed people. They do not really walk. They don't have any aim for the life. That's why they are forced by the master, you have to work here. But they always exercise eye service. Whenever the master is there, they work. When the master is gone, they never work. But the Potiphar found out that whenever he come, he was working. Probably, this is my guess, sometimes Potiphar sneaking it. And he tried out whether he's working. Joseph doesn't know that. He's just looking out. But he was still working. You know, in Genesis chapter 39, we know that the Potiphar really impressed. And wonderful testimony. 17-year-old boy. He know the presence of the Lord. When the wife of Potiphar just tempted, what happened? He maintained his purity. Godly man. And he had hold out the dreams. That was his only revelation at the time. He was a really cherished dream, really make him survive in a foreign country. You know, I really admire their parents. But I also admire the Jochebed and the Amram. We do not know what kind of a teaching the Amram and Jochebed delivered this boy. But when we realized, when we see when Moses was grown up, he was grew up in the palace, and he had a worldly wisdom. But when he became 40 years, he went out to his brethren. He tried to deliver them. We know that time he was failed. And he ran away to Midian desert. But we know that Moses was stick to his mother's teaching that you are not Egyptian. So I believe that Jochebed just always taught the Moses Number one is his identity. You are not Egyptian, even though you are son of queen and you are grew up in the palace, but you have to remember you are not Egyptian. You are Hebrew. You have to always remember that. You know, the Proverb chapter 22, verse 6 said, train up the child in a way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Teaching during early time. That's so important. Number one is identity. Number two is covenant. I believe that Jochebed just taught this is a God's covenant. Now time is approaching and we have to go out and go into the promised land. That promise is given to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You have to remember. And Moses learned of that. You know, Satan just give us a very subtle lie, even to the Christian parents. Number one is this. Because you are Christian parents, your child will eventually be saved. What that means? Satan really warned the parents is relax. We cannot save our children. There is no way that we cannot save our children. We just preach the gospel and the Lord is in his grace. We just believe that the Lord will work on their hearts. But Satan is really off from our vigilance to our children. You know, we remember that Amram and Jochebed in that very urgent period, they had a meticulous plan to rescue their children, rescue their sons. We have to have the plan for the salvation of our children. You know, first, identification. ID. Our ID is heavenly citizenship. Our children get saved. But Satan doesn't want it. So Satan just spread a subtle, plausible lie that Christian parents, you're okay. Your children, anyway, they will be saved. Number two is your children go to assembly and attend the Sunday school and they will be saved. I really appreciate the Sunday school, its function, its value. And I really esteem the Sunday school teachers, their devotion. And they love the children and they preach and witness Christ all the time. They love the children. But this is clear things. Clear fact is this. Our children go with the parents whole week. But our children go to the Sunday school, stay there for 1 or 2 hours a week. And the primary responsibility of the children is parents. Parents have to pray. And parents know what they really learn in the Sunday school. And parents is equipped to teach the children and let them learn the Bible. Before I just finish this hour, I want to emphasize the first 3 years. Child is born. And during 3 years, roughly speaking, they do not really communicate in language. And they getting 1 year and 2 years, and they just get some vocabularies and they just learn the language. But basically speaking, during first 3 years, it's the time the child do not really communicate in language. Do we have any communicable tools during that time? This first 3 years is a very special and very valuable time. We have to put something on their heart, even though they do not communicate in language. Number one is this. whenever child do the right things, we just send a message with all kind of approval, applause, and the face with smiles. And they'll know that they know that they are good, right things they are doing. But they made a mistake. They made the wrong things. We just express our face, create the atmosphere that they know that they are not approved. Approval and non-approval has to be clearly separated. And their concept has to be put it in their hearts. Why we do that kind of efforts? Because we want to implant the idea that they should know what is right and what is wrong. And eventually they begin to realize that they are sinners. You know, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 15 said, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Our children is admirable, beautiful, and cute. But we know that they are sinners. Admirable sinners, cute sinners. And they should know by the age of 3, begin to learn the language. They know that in their heart, in their conscience, they know that they are sinners. Another thing is this. When the parents just have a communication with each other, and that's a normal communication. But when they just get together before meal, or sometimes you need a prayer, and parents and Christian parents with a child pray. When they pray, they bow down and they close their eyes, and their prayer sentence vocabulary, sentence structures, everything are different from normal conversation. Do you agree that our prayer is not normal conversation style? They heard it. They saw the parents close their eyes, bow down, and they speak somebody. He's an invisible one. And the parents is speaking to someone. And they begin to realize, oh, parents is speaking to invisible God. And they just, for 3 years, they just learn it. And there is God. You know, these two things, just telling our children by the age of 3, when they begin to speak and they learn that I'm a sinner and there is God. I believe this is a fundamental job for the gospel. After 3 years age, we just preach, witness with using a language, and God loves us, and he sent his son and died on the cross. That gospel should be treated as a gospel because their heart is already ready, but they know sinners, and they know there is God. Somebody who doesn't fear the Lord, never be saved. Somebody who just ridicule our God, they cannot accept the gospel. And if they know they are sinners, if they know there is a God, and they are ready to begin to listen the gospel and to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and receive the gospel as God, as it is gospel, and they are ready. Moses' parents, especially Jochebed, and in her rescue operation, she just told, your ID is Hebrew. Your God's covenant is, we have to get out here and heading to the promised land. Two things is clear. But nowadays, we are living in the same time, just when the Moses was born. Terrible time. Satan is really prevailing us. So we want that gospel is flourish in our children, our next generation's heart. And if their heart is really ready when we just preach the gospel, witness Christ in language, they will receive by the help of the Lord. May the Lord bless us.